We got our friend of the show, George Lindquist, president of MUCC, on the horn here with us today. George, thanks for carving out some time with us.
Hey, always good to be on here, Adam. Thank you.
Well, I certainly am anxious to get to some of these discussions regarding deer in the UP. And the whole point of you and I talking today is to encourage folks to get involved with these public online meetings that are going to be happening. Is it this week?
It's Thursday and Friday. I think they go from like 6 to 8 p.m. And if you don't get the newsletters from the DNR, I suggest going to the DNR website, probably look up deer, and there should be a link there somewhere. And I think you can call in or get on in with your computer. But I encourage people to do that if they have any opinions whatsoever on Michigan's deer. And I guess one of the things they're going to be talking about also is the idea of setting up a mandatory type registration for deer. And what that would involve is you would use your cell phone to register your deer. As you know, there's a lot of people that want to be able to, you know, have some type of mandatory registration and get a better count. And the state is looking at that. And with a new technology, they think they can swing that with cell phone or your computer. A number of other states are already doing it. So they're looking in feedback on all that.
So as I see it, with mandatory registration of a deer that you took during season with a legal tag, I'm looking at this from the standpoint of the DNR extrapolates the deer herd and the statistics inside that deer herd. Sex, you know, how old they are,
right?
You know, yep. All that kind of stuff, where they came from, to try and extrapolate what the landscape looks like for our deer herd. And I don't see any downside to this. In fact, I see it as a really quantitative tool that they don't even have to really extrapolate with. Am I missing something? What's the downside of mandatory registration?
Well, I think you got it right there. I don't see a lot of downside. You don't have to bring your deer in the check station, although if you want your patch, I would think you'd have to still bring it in. So, the check stations will still be open, but this is another avenue to get information and get people on board with that and being part of, you know, developing that information.
Yeah, managing the herd better, yeah. Right? That's the ultimate goal.
Exactly. Yep. So chance to be part of it all, give your input, and let them know what you shot, and do it on your phone. I don't know what the details are going to be. I'm curious myself. So I think most places have set up within 48 hours. I don't know. And I'll be curious on how that plays out or what it looks like.
Yeah, me too. And anybody who obviously is interested and concerned with our deer herd here in the UP should try and at least make one of those two public online meetings, Thursday and Friday, at the DNR website. There'll be a link there under the deer tab. So that being said, there's more issues at hand regarding deer management in the UP. And you actually have a letter that you wrote that I would like to have you read a few pieces of it. One is about late season crossbow use, and the other is just regarding UP buck rules in general. And I'd like to at least get that information out there and who you're sending it to as well. So can we get you to hang around and we'll talk more later this hour?
Be glad to, Adam. Thank you.
All right, we're going to have some talking points for folks to think about and interact with the folks on these public online meetings Thursday and Friday. And we'll get to that and more with George Lindquist, president of Michigan United Conservation Clubs, later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.